Lawmakers in Washington are set to consider President Biden's $2 trillion infrastructure bill. News Nation is committed to bringing you both sides of the story. Many Republicans argue the bill should be more targeted, while Democrats argue now is the time to take bold action in Washington. News Nation's Rashad Hudson takes a closer look at what lawmakers are saying about the proposal.
Good evening, Rutabay. President Biden says his infrastructure plan will make a once-in-a-generation investment into the country. But many Republicans are not on board with what's in the plan.
It's the biggest investment in America since FDR, since the New Deal.
Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm and Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg are defending President Biden's massive infrastructure and jobs plan.
Each passing day that our infrastructure crumbles, that hurts our economy and it puts our safety in danger.
Republicans like Missouri Senator Roy Blunt support improvements, but don't think President Biden's bill is focused on the right things.
I think it's a big mistake for the administration. They know I think it's a mistake, and I also think it would be an easy victory if we go back and look at roads and bridges and ports and airports.
To pay for the plan, the White House is proposing a tax increase on corporations and wealthy Americans. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul says the wealthy already pay their fair share.
The income tax in our country is heavily skewed already towards the wealthy. In fact, a little known fact, we actually have a more progressive income tax here than they do in Sweden.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders disagrees that wealthy people already pay their fair share in taxes.
But the time is long overdue to demand that the wealthiest people in this country and the largest corporations stop paying their fair share of taxes.
Getting the needed 60 votes to pass an infrastructure bill in the Senate will be an uphill battle for Democrats. According to a study cited by the White House, the U.S. ranks 13th in the world when it comes to infrastructure. In Washington, Rashad Hudson, News Nation.